She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Recently, I had food poisoning, and I normally eat a paleo diet, no grains, no sugar, and I was eating Rice Krispies and toast, and man, I almost felt worse from that just because my body is not used to that. And I think for so many of us, if you eat a lot of the standard American diet and eat a lot of refined carbs, maybe you don't realize how bad you're feeling until you take them out. So I am so glad to have Vinny Tortorich on the program. I'm happy to say I'm back to no grains, no sugar, and I'm loving it. Vinny is the author of Fitness Confidential, which is a fantastically funny and insightful book. He's also an author, radio and podcast host, fitness trainer, and he's dynamite. I don't think I've said that word since the 70s. Hey, Vinny, welcome to the show.
Yeah, that was kind of J.J. Walker-ish. If anyone even remembers who he is.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just have to say, I was miserable eating all those refined carbs. My stomach was happy, but my brain felt foggy and heavy. And let's get into this, Vinny, because paleo is all the rage, but yours is a little bit different with the dairy. But talk to us about why no grains and no sugar is a great way to go health-wise.
Well, you know, when you think about it, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, processed foods. And we never, you know, whenever they talk about processed foods, you think about stuff that's been hermetically sealed in a package, or it's in a can, or it's been somehow, you know, bastardized by the food industry. We never sit around and think that, you know, grains are, you know, it's highly processed. You cannot walk out into a field of wheat and pull up a piece of wheat and eat it. It's just impossible. It's got to be processed down to even do that. The same with corn or quinoa or any of that other stuff. And somebody's going to go, well, you can sprout it. And okay, if you want to go that length, go ahead and sprout it and do that. But the bottom line is we have to basically process grains to enjoy it. And the same with sugar. You know, sugar doesn't just occur on a spoon. There's a way that it got there. You know, you had to take sugar cane or sugar beets or some kind of corn or something and squeeze it out and then process it to make it useful as a sugar. So these are two very highly processed foods that for some reason we call all natural and heart healthy and, you know, wholesome and so on and so forth.
No, I love that you say that, Vinny. So what about for those people who are listening and saying, well, wait a second, I don't, you know, get any of my sugars from the added sugars in our diet, but rather I get it from my fruits or my vegetables or my dairy. What do you say to those types of sugars?
As long as you're getting it from fruit or vegetables. Now, notice I did not say fruit juice or vegetable juice. Again, we're processing. We're pulling the natural soluble fiber away from the fruit, and people go, well, what about all the vitamins you get in there? And well, we get vitamins, we get our phytonutrients and our 13 essentials from food. You know, we get it from the vegetables, but once you squeeze it out and make a juice, you've now made nothing but a puddle of sugar. And that's what people are eating, just these big. And by the way, if someone said to me, how much sugar is in apple juice, I would tell you as much or more than a Coca-Cola, you know, which we know is unhealthy. So, you know, you can do it that way. You can reverse, you know, math that whole thing.
You know, one thing I want to mention is I was recently on TV and we were talking about added sugars in our diet. And then, you know, the question came up of, well, what about artificial sweeteners? Is that something that we should be eating instead of regular sugars? What's your take on artificial sweeteners?
I've been yelling about artificial sweeteners and diet soft drinks and whatnot since the 80s.
You are ahead of your time.
I was saying to my clients back then, I've been doing this job for over 30 some odd years. I would say to my clients that, you know, there's no way that our bodies are evolved enough to know the difference between, you know, almost sugar and sugar. The molecular structure is so close that our brains will automatically send down ghrelin and leptin and cortisol and everything else that sends down with sugar, it will do with artificial sweeteners. It just took 30 years for the rest of the world to come around and go, hey, this stuff can make you fat too. Think about it. Have you ever seen a thin person drinking diet soda? It's always overweight people.
you know, again,
only on the commercials, right?
Exactly. Only
the commercials, exactly. But those people don't drink it and eat it anyway. They're there for the commercial.
You know, what about then, so people might say, okay, so the artificial sweeteners are bad, but what about the replacements for those artificial sweeteners, like natural sweeteners, let's say like the sugar alcohols? Does that, you know, how does that fare for you?
Again, you know, as I tell people, if sugar alcohol is so healthy, go ahead and just go a little too far with eating too much sugar alcohol and then see how long it takes before you end up in the bathroom. You know, anything that your body will reject, when you get past what they call the, air quotes, normal rate, it's not good. And look, I always quote Jack LaLanne, if it tastes good, spit it out. You know, I hate to be that guy, but that's really kind of the truth.
I love Jack LaLanne. And, you know, I want to get back to quinoa because they say it's a seed and you say it's a grain, but either way, it affects your blood sugar in a negative way, correct?
Right. You know, I had a guy that wrote to me because I get, you know, hundreds of letters from the Angriest Trainer podcast, you know, every day. And a guy wrote to me last week and goes, dude, you're all wrong about quinoa. It's usually a vegan who thinks I hate vegans, but I have a huge vegan community. oh, dude, you don't understand. Quinoa is likened to a seed and is more closely related to, I think he said, kale than anything else. Your liver doesn't look at it that way. Your liver looks at it as, look, here's the problem. I'm getting a load of sugar. I need to do something with it. I will store it as a fat. And quinoa will do that like every other grain.
So what are some suggested snacks? Like, so I guess if people want to learn more about what you do, what do you recommend that they do? Because snacking is a big issue for many people. So what do you recommend?
You know, snacking is a big issue until you start cutting out snacks. And I don't mean to sound pompous when I say that. But, you know, people go, oh, you don't understand. In between meals, I have to have something. Well, if your meals are sugar and grain-based, your body will make you, your brain will send a message that you're hungry even before you're hungry, and you will overeat again. The biggest answer I give people is, you know, we can all empty a family bag of Doritos really fast without even thinking about it. And that's over a pound of grains. And the reason we can do that is our stomachs never tell us we're full. We never feel sated from grains and sugars. Once we have it, we want more. So if you just stayed away from that stuff and ate meats and ate chicken and have fish and eat vegetables and eat fruit and stay away from all the refined stuff, you will notice that you're snacking less and less anyway. Now, I know that didn't really answer your question. You know, what type of snacks can you have? Well, there are things like plain yogurt. There are things like fruit. There are vegetables. There are olives. There's even peanut butter, the healthy stuff, or any of the nut butters can be a healthy snack. Raw nuts. I could go on and on and on of what you can turn to as a snack once you get away from grains and sugars.
Well, I think, you know, you make so much sense, Benny, because once I've been doing the no grain, no sugar for a long time, it's true. I really don't snack as much. I might have like a piece of dark chocolate, 75% or higher or something, or I'll grab some vegetables or something. But this has been so great. I'm going to toss it back to Andrea. We are so glad you came on the show.
You know, Vinny, the show goes by so quickly, but I know that Lisa wants you back on, and we'd love
He'll
to have
back.
You back on again, because I think what you're talking about is so great, and it so jives with what we do. So thank you. Thank you for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So you can learn more about Vinny at Vinny Tortorich at his website. That's Tortorich. You can also follow him on Twitter at Vinny, VINNIE, Tortorich. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.